Well, if you missed the end of last week, I was not here on Friday because on Thursday I went to Minneapolis for the Trump rally at the Target Center. And I can tell you this without any question about it, unequivocally, the biggest Trump rally I've been to thus far, the most energy, the most people packed in. It was to the roof, more than 20,000 people in the room, setting an all-time record for the Target Center. I mean, it was huge crowd, huge energy. And then the president spoke for an hour and 49 minutes or something like that, a marathon speech. Went off script. He was feeding on the crowd. The crowd was feeding on him. And when you look at that, it's hard to imagine Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren putting that kind of people, that kind of a crowd together. You know, just saying you hate Trump is not really a campaign strategy. And the energy, the excitement for Donald Trump, even now, with all of the disputes and all of the back and forth and the impeachment inquiry, the energy is still there. Now, another thing that happened, if you missed it, was after the show was over, if you will, in the streets of Minneapolis, riot police on horseback, on bicycles, with tear gas, pushing back against these Antifa and anti-Trump, never Trump crowds that got violent, throwing urine and bottles and so forth at mounted officers and the attacks back and forth. Quite a melee. I couldn't get to my hotel. My hotel, unfortunately, the riot was between the Target Center and where I was staying. And so I had to make a long journey around in the rain to get back to my hotel. But the point being is these riots, this is the biggest riot I've seen thus far. Not surprisingly, though. I mean, you saw buses rolling in, dropping these people off. People with red hats and people that hated red hats. I think this could be a harbinger for things that are about to happen, because this won't be the last of the riots in America. These people are demanding a revolution. In effect, these people are demanding a revolution. Are there enough of them to do much about it? Probably not, but they're there burning MAGA hats, attacking Trump supporters. I saw one on Vice News. The guy's doing an interview. This other guy walks up and spits in his face, and the guy just looks at him and goes, "Really? Well, your red hat I find disrespectful, so I can be as disrespectful as I want to you. Really, that's where you are. You know, I'm going to spit in a guy's face because of the hat that he wears." That guy should have been beaten. He wasn't. Pardon me. At least arrested. Anyhow, Mexico has halted a caravan of about 2,000 people. Mexico hauling a caravan of about 2,000 migrants that were headed for the U.S. What's interesting about this, it happened on Saturday near the Mexican-Guatemalan border. They've been held up in this town called Tapachula for several weeks. Tapachula, they've been down there. And so these migrants all said, all right, we're going to head north, about 2,000 of them. They went about 25 miles, and the federales said, no, done here. You can go back. Gave some of them rides. Some of them had to walk back. But the migrants were from Africa, the Caribbean, and Central America. Now, how do all of these African migrants get here? I mean, there's obviously a pipeline of some sort that brings them to Mexico so that they can come into America illegally. I mean, that's obviously the play. It's the route they take. It's the play they make. But anyhow, they were sent back. And Selva La Cruz from the Human Rights Center in Tapachula called the roundup on Sunday a human hunt. A human hunt. No, it's just sending people back that are here illegally and heading across Mexico illegally trying to get to the United States, also illegally. You've also heard that the U.S.-China has reached a pause on the trade war and put phase one into place. Phase one is good news because it'll mean $40 to $50 billion in ag exports to China in addition to the $7 billion the Japanese just bought. So for American farmers who have stood their ground, that's all good news. As Donald Trump, through all of this noise, you can say what you want, love him, hate him, have no opinion. I don't know anybody has no opinion, but if you love him or hate him, one thing you can't really argue about is his stamina. I mean, literally, I sat there and watched him give an hour and 49-minute speech. I mean, that's he's 73 years old. Didn't lose his energy. He was on a very sarcastic rant here and there, dropping jokes and making quips and pointing things out, and, of course, taking on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, taking on the media, which I always find unusual because I'm back on the photo deck when I'm at these events. I'm back with the media, of course. I'm part of the media. And he starts talking about the dishonest fake news, and, of course, people start jeering at you and whatever. I just say, how you doing? You doing good? At any rate, so you've got this guy who's got this stamina, this ability. I mean, he's up at 6 o'clock in the morning tweeting. He's tweeting at midnight. He's up and going all day, so you know that he's engaged. And he gets this deal done with China. He says it's phase one of the deal. The market's responding positively. Now, I have said from the very beginning that this tariff deal would never last past the middle of the year 2020. And I'm guessing that's true, that it will not, because the plan for this president has always been to take the tariffs back off and therefore throttle up the economy as you head towards Election Day in November of 2020, November 3rd. And I think that that's still the plan. You start to get building blocks in place like phase one here that will have to do with financial services. The tariffs that were going to go into effect tomorrow will not. That's good news. So the president not going to put in tariffs that were scheduled to go into effect on October 15th. That will not happen. And there are more talks on the way. Good things are happening at the China trade talk meetings, he says, warmer feelings, and it's all becoming a very positive deal. And so I always felt that the president would step up and pull those tariffs back, because if he could throttle up the economy even more heading for Election Day, that buoys the opportunity for him to pick up more votes and makes it more likely that he gets reelected to a second term. Of course, at the same time, you've got the Democrats still pursuing impeachment. We'll talk more about that coming up, because impeachment's all they have. But I hate Donald Trump is not a strategy. I hate Donald Trump is not enough to motivate most people to get up and out of their houses, especially when they've got a good job and they've got food in their belly and life is okay. You're going to jump up off the couch to go vote against the guy who, you know, is in the White House? The motivating factor is not as much. Not as much. 25 after on Columbus Day, Monday, October 14th. Apparently a bigger holiday than it used to be. A lot of people have the day off. Didn't used to be that way when I was a kid, but hey, enjoy your day off. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.